Hi, welcome back to another lesson on the Angler Zone channel. Welcome back to another lesson on the Angler Zone channel. In today's lesson, you're going to learn how to say the numbers in English, and you're also going to learn how to tell the time in English. You will learn how to ask questions about the time, and after that, you're going to hear a very short story to practice everything you learned in the story and to practice your grammar, your pronunciation, and learn some new vocabulary. In order for you to learn everything in this lesson, you have to listen from the beginning to the end. You have to listen to everything. And also, take notes. Write down the important vocabulary words in your notebook. Let's get started. Are you excited? I am excited about today's lesson. We're going to talk about the time, but you can't tell the time if you don't know the numbers in English, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100. But also, what is after 10? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You see the difference between 13 and 30? You see? 13, 13, 30. 14, 40. 15, 50. You hear the difference? If not, listen again and practice with me. Now, if you want to ask someone the time, what do you say? You say, what time is it? What time is it? This is how you ask in English. What time is it? It's 2:30. 2:30. 2:30. 2:30. 2:30. Ah, 2:30. If you want to ask about the time of a meeting, you say, when is the meeting? Or what time is the meeting? The meeting is at 10:50. 10:50. Not 10:15. 10:50. 10:50 a.m. in the morning. Okay. Thank you. When does the train leave? What time does the train leave? The train leaves at 7 o'clock, sharp. So don't be late, sharp. When you say 7 o'clock sharp, that means exactly at 7 o'clock. No later than 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. If I ask you, what time does your shift start? What time does your shift start at work? My shift starts at 7:15. 7:15 a.m. 7:15. Not 7:50, 7:15. Now that you learned some expressions about the time, you also learned how to ask about the time, I'm going to tell you a very short story where you will learn even more vocabulary about time, and you will also practice your comprehension with the story. So you have to listen to the whole lesson for you to learn everything. The title of the story is Sunday Funday. Fatima, a punctual student, set her alarm for 6 a.m. every morning. One morning, she woke up at 6:30 and took a shower. She didn't waste her time and got ready for school. She realized that It was Sunday and she was off. She had no school. Oh no. Well, now she can have fun because it's Sunday fun day. All right. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about the story. And now you will also practice vocabulary. What kind of student was Fatima? She was a punctual student. What's punctual? Punctual describes someone who is never late, who is not late, always on time. If you are a kind of person who always arrives on time at work, at school, then you are a punctual person. Congratulations. That is good. That is a very good quality. Okay. What time did Fatima set her alarm for? That's right. She set the alarm for 6 a.m. Did she, you see, did for the past. Did she set the alarm for 6 a.m. only one morning? No, she did not. She set the alarm for 6 a.m. every morning. One morning, she woke up at 6:30. What time did she wake up one morning? She woke up at 6:30. So she did not wake up by the alarm because the alarm was for 6 o'clock. She woke up at 6:30. What did she do after she woke up? She took a shower. She took a shower after she woke up. Good job. Did she waste time? Wasting time, not using your time in a good way, like being on your phone, scrolling on TikTok or social media, that is wasting time, killing time. Did she waste her time? No, she did not, because she is a punctual student. She thinks time is very important. So she didn't waste her time and she got ready. What did she realize? Realize means, oh, to remember or understand something. What did she realize? She realized that it was Sunday and she was off. She had no school. So she enjoyed the day because it was Sunday fun day. That was the end of the story and the end of today's lesson. Please go back and listen to the story again. Practice the numbers. Practice how to ask questions about the time. And also practice your grammar. And if you liked this video, subscribe to my channel to see future lessons and check out the other lessons in this course. Thanks for watching and
I will see you in the next video.